I think they probably didn't realize how long that this situation was going to go on when the crisis started. I think that they had a reaction in that they gave everybody was it €200 off their electricity bills, their energy bills. And in hindsight, I'd say that that was probably a mistake, that a more phased payment of that amount of money might have been more helpful for people, because in the intervening period, things have got worse, not got better. So costs are increasing. And even though we are in the so-called summer months, when demand for energy in home heating, etc., is traditionally lower, the costs have risen exponentially and are now really frightening when people look at their bills. For many people, when you change customers, when you change suppliers, you become a direct debit customer. So some people aren't even seeing the bills and realizing how much they are until the bill hits their bank account and the money is gone. And what I am concerned about is that, you know, what is the government going to do about that going into the future? I would like to see that they would give a deduction every month or every 2 months and give an allowance. Because remember, a lot of the money the government has taken is in indirect taxation. And every increase on the fuels, the energy, is a bonus for the government in one sense. So they should be passing that on, that increase on each time incrementally. That's my belief. I think that there is a lot more that they can do, but I think we do need to have it be very focused, very targeted, and not knee-jerk reaction. And I can't understand, they're all saying they're not going to have a mini budget, and they were going to wait for the budget in October. Yet on the other hand, we have people, ministers and elected representatives, calling for a package. They're hoping that a package of measures will be introduced in the intervening period to soften the blow. What's that except the mini budget?
Well, just before I go back to James then, Patricia, just because you brought up the you know, an emergency budget, we saw Sinn Féin's motion for an emergency budget was unsuccessful in the Dáil last night. But since then, Eamon Ryan has said he wouldn't object to a budget in September. I mean, if we're going to move, you know, if he's not going to object to one being brought forward by a month, why not just bring it forward to now?
That's what's amazing about this government. They're going off in tangents, and they're leading an expectation among people, and then they're dashing it. They can't seem to speak with one voice. All the papers this morning have said that the budget is going to be brought forward by a month. Why didn't they come straight out and say, in the course of the debate, and I followed it, why didn't they come straight out and say, look, we're almost there, we're hoping that we'll bring forward the budget and that it will be targeted, it will be this, it will be that and the other thing. Instead, they shoot themselves in the foot again. And as I say, they're all talking about a package of measures to ease the pressure on people in the coming weeks before the budget. Should that ease, as I'm saying, a mini budget? So yeah, they're trying to cop themselves on and bring, if they think that we need help, and we most certainly do with the way prices are increasing. And it's not just those who are, and everybody's talking about those that are less well off in society. Certainly they will be the first to be helped. But there's another cohort there in the middle, the silent middle, as I call them, who are really hurting, but cannot avail of any of the services, cannot go to the local community welfare officer and ask for help because they're above the threshold. And they may have assets that doesn't allow, that they can't access, but then prevents them from getting assistance. So I think that nearer reality has to come into it from everybody. Certainly, I as a consumer am putting my clock to meet my measure. That was the way I was brought up. If I haven't the money, I have to change shop around and I have to change what I have. But that's not... the answer in the long term.
Okay.
Because the pressures are coming every place. And our lifestyle has changed. We are very dependent on energy now, in particular, to go about our daily lives, to go to our work. We do not have the luxury of readily available public transport in County Clare, and not like in the cities where they can hop on a tram, hop on a bus, and have a choice of public transport.
Okay.
So people working in this area are really getting caught. And they're in 9 times out of 10, you will find the majority of those are in jobs that are not exactly well paying, but above the threshold for benefiting from any of the benefits that are available.
Okay, Patricia, I just want to bring James back in at this point. And James, you know, Patricia says it seems like the government aren't speaking with one voice. And I suppose we've seen over the 2 years, maybe with a three-headed coalition, there have been moments where they're not all singing from the same hymn sheet. But this Sinn Féin's motion for the emergency budget was voted down by the government last night. But then Eamon Ryan is saying he wouldn't object to a budget in September. So would an emergency budget be a realistic option for the government? And if the Green Party leader is saying he wouldn't object to one in September, bringing it forward by a month, why not just bring it forward even sooner? There's some people that say they couldn't wait 2 or 3 months. And do you think the government is losing the confidence of the public if they haven't already lost it by not acting faster on the rising cost of living?
My goodness, it's ludicrous to hear Eamon Ryan speak that he would have no objection to bring forward a budget in September. And just a month, why not do it now? And why didn't the government come out last night and say clearly before the motion was taken, look, we'll bring the budget forward to July. Instead of Eamon Ryan coming out and speaking to the faking for the government and speaking against the government.
But do you think then that they should just bring budget 2023 forward to July rather than an emergency budget now and then the budget itself in September or October?
No.
Because they've said anything that was brought in now in the form of an emergency budget would mean less money would be available for budget 2023.
No, let's have the budget now and let's look after the people, the low-paid people and the middle-income earners. Now, the £200 that was given out in the electricity bill, everyone gained from that. The millionaire gained from it, as well as the person that had 5 or 6 children that couldn't afford the cost of living.
Would it have taken, and that point has been raised, but would it have been taken too long to bring in means testing, to means test that when people needed to avail of that money sooner rather than later?
Well, I think the government know quite well the amount of people that's on social welfare, the amount of people that's on different payments from the Department of Social Welfare. They know exactly how many people they should dish out this money to, and there's no excuse for not doing it.
Okay, Patricia, just to go back to yourself, Eurostat, which is the statistical office of the EU, they're saying the price of goods and services in Ireland are 40%, which is a huge percentage above the EU average. And they've confirmed that we're the most expensive country in Europe, along with Denmark. I think most of us would not be surprised to hear that. How can the government justify inaction, be it bringing forward the budget or bringing in an emergency budget or some sort of measures, given that current situation?
I think you better ask one of the government deputies or ministers that question, because I can't understand it. I mean, if we had the services that the country that's higher than us, I don't think any of us would be complaining. But our problem is that as the cost of living has gone up, the services are deteriorating and deteriorating rapidly. And that's a whole new debate. But it wasn't a surprise to see those figures. We have been historically high in a number of areas in relation to the cost for the consumer in Ireland compared to the consumers in Europe. But we can't just keep drifting. I mean, it has to be tackled. I know that and in this talk about bringing forward the budget, I think the once the economic statement is put forward in the coming week or two, then I think then action should be taken immediately. And if that means having a budget in August or September and bringing everything in and giving people sight of what's going to happen and something positive that they as individuals can even plan their lives going forward. Because at the moment, we're just waiting to see what the government are going to do. People are trying to decide what are they going to buy, what are they going to spend their money on. You have families with children heading back and they've just got their holidays, but they have to start preparing for school, whether it's junior school, whether it's secondary, or whether it's people going to college. All those things are hitting people. So I think that the mental health of people, the public out there, is going to be affected very, very soon. And I don't think mixed messages coming out from government is any way to help those people. It's not good. It keeps shut if you can't come up forward with a package. But don't be saying one thing last night in the Dáil by voting and then coming along an hour afterwards or this morning and saying something completely different. That is absolute nonsense.
Patricia, what do you think should happen to address the current crisis? Is it as simple, or is the main answer bring forward the budget?
I think that you have to look at, and this is what government have to do, what are the underlying factors that are causing all the problems? If it's our energy costs, how do we resolve our energy costs? As I said, there every time energy costs go up, whether it's the petrol at the pump, whether it's the diesel, or whether it's the cost of electricity, there's a benefit for the government immediately because the percentage of the VAT and the tax goes up. It's the same thing if you go to the pub. If the price of liquor goes up, the benefit for the government goes up because the tax goes up. Now, and we have indirect taxation across a whole range of issues. So once they're going up, the government are, they're taking in more money than they really know how to do, what to do with it. But it's how they spend it and how they target it. So even if they were to say, look at, okay, they gave us, was it something off the litre of petrol? I've forgotten it, months and months ago.
But yeah, 15 and 20 cents respectively off it. Yeah. Yeah.
Even since then, they've got more in income because of the price increases. So if they were to say, look at the price of diesel now, or the price of petrol now is, what was it, 214?
211? Yeah, it's in around 214, I've seen it
depending on what garage you're passing at a particular time. So if they were to say, look at today, this is the price. If it goes up any further, we are giving it straight back to the consumer, the element of tax, and let that happen every time it's going up.
Okay.
And also, they have to look at the people that are profiting from the woes of the world at this point in time. And they include the energy. You can't have people increasing their profits while more people are really suffering. And the companies are doing that. And you can see it in the company returns that are coming out day after day, and how much profit that they're all making. There has to be some sort of a clawback for the ordinary people.
Okay. Just to go back to yourself, James, I mean, the public have, you know, they're clearly not happy with the current situation, but could you see a point where there'll be protests in relation to the cost of living?
Oh, certainly there'll be protests. And I mean, we speak about energy. You take a farmer that planted Tulbury, they cut a few loads of turf every year for sale to supplement his income. And now Eamon Ryan comes along and he says, you cannot do this anymore. I mean, that is ludicrous. I mean, the fact about it is that on such a time we're energy efficient here in this country, and everyone can afford to pay off the one hymn sheet, then we should not penalise those people. And I mean, there's several ways we can do this, but maybe a general election might be the way to solve it and have one government.
And could you see that happening? Could you think that the government's handling of this cost of living crisis could result in a general election before the current term of this stall is out? And do you think that if that happens, it'll be Mary Lou MacDonald as Taoiseach and Sinn Féin in power?
Well, I mean, everything this government have done since they took up office, they're catching up on everything. They're behind everything. The coronavirus, everything. Maybe it's time to clean the waters again and have a general election and get in one party or two parties. They can agree, not three parties pulling in different ways, and they're all trying to gain the spotlight, the headlight.
Okay. Would you agree with that, Patricia? Do you think that there's a need for a freshening up of the government in power, that we could see an earlier general election than is currently planned? And do you think that if that happens, it will be Sinn Féin who, you know, have gone by countless opinion polls over the last number of years, looks like they'll be next in line?
Well, from the opinion polls, it certainly looks as if Sinn Féin will form the next government, whether they'll have a majority on their own or will need support of others will remains to be seen. But I think we're supposed to have a freshening up of the current government anyway, aren't we? In December, when there's I stepped out, you stepped in, when Micheál and Leo changed.
Yeah, 15th of December, yeah.
Whatever else happens with it. But really, at the moment, and this is my own personal viewpoint, if you were to call a general election at the moment, I think it would be the height of folly and the height of irresponsibility, because you were then going into a hiatus, and you would have people on the ground suffering, really suffering, and nobody there to help them, because the campaign would start. Even if it was a minimum campaign, you're still talking about the lead-in, the 3 weeks, the counting, and then the resolving of the outcome. And in the meantime, it's the ordinary people that are going to suffer. Not, as we've seen, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And by the poor, I mean anyone below 100,000, 150,000. They're really everybody in that category. But the millionaires, as we see, are increasing, which is absolutely shocking, that the people at the upper ends are increasing their wealth, and while other people are literally about to feeling the hunger pangs every day now.
Okay.
You know, so as I say, in my own opinion is at this point in time, no, but an election, I haven't a fear of it. I say bring it on when it's ready. And then whoever takes is the new government will have to deal with the situation as it is. But I am fearful of what's ahead of us, because there has, while we're supposed to have a lot of money, there's a lot of spending and a lot of bills coming in. You have interest rates rising. You have the bonds, the bond situation is changing. And so therefore government debt will be rising as well. And that will have to be paid, and it can only be paid from taxation,
okay,
from the ordinary person.